com. Another hour of What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, the voice of the Northern Plains. KCJB, 910 AM in Minot. AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead. KLTC Dickinson, 1460 on your dial, and KTGO 1090 radio, talk radio in the Bakken. Our affiliates for What's on Your Mind, our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to talk a little bit about Obamacare impacts to folks that have insurance through their employer. You know, a lot of the attention on Obamacare and the website and a lot of the problems on policies being canceled have been from the individual market. And that's a small percentage of where people get their health insurance. Vast majority of people get their health insurance through their employer. And what are the impacts there? Our guest, Jim Casper, who happens to be a member of the North Dakota legislature, deals every day advising employers about their benefit packages. So he's dealing with employers right now on what the impacts will be. Of course, that mandate has been delayed, so we haven't seen as much coverage of this, but there's still a lot of issues out there, a lot of concerns. Any questions you might have, for instance, if you do get insurance from your employer, certainly welcome. We've had folks call questions in, and now we have a resource for you here to address some of those. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And with the weather out there, we certainly want to make sure we're answering any questions that you might have about the road conditions and the weather to come. We talked last hour with the National Weather Service, kind of a moving target right now. They aren't ready to call this a winter storm warning yet, or go. They've got a winter storm watch, and it'll go one way to a weather advisory or to a winter storm warning, which it sounds like we'll find out about soon. But if we can answer any questions or pass on any information about the road conditions or weather conditions you're finding, certainly welcome those, as we always do, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, Mr. Bakken, you ready to tackle some Obamacare questions?
Actually, it's been a while, and I'm going to say it's been rather refreshing that we haven't had to discuss this for a little bit. But, of course, the big news over the weekend, the administration hit the deadline, and they say that, well, things are okay. Now, the last number I heard was you could have about 50,000 people a day or at one time on the site. Jim, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Steve.
What are people running into? Have you heard any reports about anybody that has been going to the site, or is it up and running like the administration had promised?
Well, actually, I have not. With the storm coming up, I was actually scheduled to go to Bismarck today to work with one of my employer groups out there for group meetings tomorrow, and had to cancel because of the weather. So I've been busy trying to figure out how we're going to get the information to those employees tomorrow, working with the human resources people out there. So, no, I don't know. 50,000 people at one time. The question is, how long is it going to take them to navigate through the system? And now with the fact that small employer groups are no longer going to go through the exchange, they're going to have to figure out how they're going to take care of their group plans, small employers meaning 50 or less, without going through the exchange. That's been deferred for the 1 year. So where do they go?
What's the biggest difficulty? What is the biggest difficulty? The number one question, the hardest thing to navigate from a healthcare standpoint for businesses and dealing with their employees.
Well, Steve, there's so many questions. The first thing is the employer has to decide, you know, do I want to try to keep my group in place, or am I going to simply disband the group, or am I going to select a plan on the exchange and work in those respects? That's a big question because employee benefits are ways to for businesses to attract and retain employees. So right away, if the employer decides not to have the health insurance through the place of business, now you have potential where you're going to lose key employees to other competitors who might have a better benefit package. That never gets talked about. Then the difficulty of the employees when they go to the exchange. You know, you have to determine your eligibility based upon your income. Are you eligible for Medicare? Or Medicaid, excuse me. Are you eligible for a subsidy? Now, with the websites being gone, Now, where do they get those answers? Well, the administration over the weekend said you need to go to insurance agents, insurance brokers, or other consultants. Well, there's a lot of agents and brokers who aren't geared up to Obamacare. Many of the licensed life and health agents in the country don't really market individual health insurance. So now you have the government dumping the problem on the insurance companies and the insurance agents. And, you know, now if it doesn't get fixed, now it's going to be those dirty insurance companies' faults again. And then choosing the plan. Are you eligible for a subsidy? And then what type of a plan should you have? All along, in most cases, the employers and the employees, both small groups and large groups, were very happy with the coverage that they had. Did not want the government interfering with their employee benefits, and now we continue the upside-down battle and discussion with how do people get health insurance in the United States.
What we heard over and over again as this was sold was, if you like your plan, you keep it. You like your doctor, you keep your doctor. And we've seen that plan not be, or that promise, rather, not being fulfilled in the individual market. Is the same money impacts going to happen on that regard for folks that have plans through their employer?
Absolutely, Scott. They're the administration in the Obamacare said that if your health insurance plan does not have the 10 essential benefits that the administration says you have to have, then you cannot keep your plan unless you had it enforced before March 23rd of 2010. And a lot of groups changed their benefit plan since March of 2010. They might have changed their deductible. They might have changed the percentage that the employee and the employer paid. And if you made those types of changes, you lost grandfather status, and therefore, again, you would have to go to the new health plan. And now you have the essential benefits, where the employer does not get to determine what type of coverages that he wants or she wants for their employees. The government does. And it's such things as a birth control, it's such things as pregnancy benefits. You know, a small employer may have all male employees, could be single employees, don't need pregnancy coverage, but they have to have it. And so the government demands that you have these essential benefits, which drives up cost. The government demands that you're going to have certain coverages for your deductibles and your co-pays. It takes away the flexibility of the employer to design and choose a plan that he or she wanted for their group based upon the offerings that the insurance companies had. And they had multiple types of plans. Blue Cross here in North Dakota, I think, had 40 or 50 different types of plans for the group market. Now, in the small group plans, they're down to the going through the exchange. They have the metal plans, gold, silver, platinum, and bronze plans. And those are the plans that the employers and the employees have to choose from. It's taking away choice. It's taking away individual responsibility. It's driving the cost through the roof. It's driving people to Medicaid if they qualify, which means the Medicaid costs to the state of North Dakota are going to be increasing dramatically. And the people who qualify and go on Medicaid will not be going into the group market through the exchange, which means we have the potential of facing a big death spiral in North Dakota, where you get the older, the people who have incomes and maybe are not quite as healthy as the younger group. And so that group could have much larger claims than actuarially were expected, which means their prices in the future are going to go up.
If you have any questions for our guests, North Dakota State Representative Jim Casper, concerning Obamacare and how that's being implemented with the business, you can give us a call at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jim, when I looked at this and I saw that magic number for being grandfathered in, isn't that number a little disingenuous in the fact that over the course of people's lives, their plans change, they get married, they lose spouses, people come in and out of their lives and under their coverage. As you age, as medical conditions arise or diminish, your plan is going to change. So essentially, at some point, nobody gets grandfathered in.
Well, Steve, you're actually very, very correct there. The idea behind the administration through Obamacare was exactly that over the course of the next 4 to 5 years, nobody would qualify for grandfather status anymore, and therefore they'd all have to go through the exchanges. And that was the plan. And you're seeing political pundits now who are discovering memos and the emails and meetings that occurred where that was exactly what the people were talking about, that we're going to eventually get rid of grandfathering, we're going to control the healthcare market, and we're going to end up, which is the goal, I believe, of the liberals who put the Obamacare together, is to end up with a single-payer system where the government controls everything like the Canadian and the Great British health care system.
So you think that was the, in other words, you're suggesting that nobody actually thought this was going to work, and then when it failed, the obvious next step would be single payer?
Absolutely, Scott. The I look at when Bill Clinton was president and Hillary Care, when they tried to pass Hillary Care with single payer plan. They did, you know, thousands and thousands of hours of planning and research back then. And, of course, they had to withdraw it because the Congress would not accept it. The people of our country did not want it. But I don't think the planning for a single-payer system ever went away. The liberal entities in our country are like a dripping faucet. It continues on and on and on, and it never goes away. The liberal plan and goal is to have a single-payer system in the United States controlled by the government.
If you have a question or comment for Jim Casper, he advises employers about health care plans that they offer as benefits through the employer system. Get them in. We're talking Obamacare today on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Harris Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com.
Good day, Jim Nickler from Midas Resources. November 27, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1252.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,298.21, $649.11 for a half ounce, or $324.55 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,298.21, $649.11, and $324.55.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen, and we are talking with North Dakota State Representative Jim Casper, who advises employers on health care benefits. And, well, you have questions, we bring you the experts. And Jim is an expert in this field. If you have any questions for our experts, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. John in Grand Forks, you have a question for Mr. Casper.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Jim,
morning.
I'm sure this thing is full of unintended consequences. One I want to focus on is I hear on the news all these people going to Medicaid. Now, I assume to get Medicaid, you got to have a low income and low assets. And then also these people that are getting would get subsidies. Let me use an example. Okay, this goes on for a while. Mom and dad dies, and someone inherits $100,000. What happens to that $100,000? I think I know.
Well, John, you're right as far as the unintended consequences of Medicaid. North Dakota was one of the states that decided to expand Medicaid. We had the choice under Obamacare to not expand Medicaid and require the low-income folks to go to the health care exchanges. But it was voted on. I voted against it. Actually, I felt we should, if we're going to use Obamacare, let's use the exchange and have the coverages there. But, yeah, we're seeing a vast majority of the people in North Dakota who are enrolling for Obamacare are going to Medicaid. And so our costs for the citizens of North Dakota are going to go up dramatically because it is a poverty-level test of 138% of poverty or below. You're eligible for Medicaid. And that's happening nationwide, where you know, 60 to 70% of the people that have enrolled in Obamacare so far have gone to Medicaid. That's the story that the press is not talking about. So there again, the idea that we're going to have all these enrollees in the exchanges where we'll have a good group of young, middle-aged, and older folks is not occurring. So which, again, is a tantamount for a death spiral in those exchanges across the country as time goes on.
May I, my question was, so, okay, you're on Medicaid, and you think that's great, but mom and dad die someday, they give you, you inherit $100,000, you ain't going to keep that. It's going to try to recoup some of those costs. Medicaid is not.
Well, under Medicaid, you know, you have the asset test and you have the income test. Now, let's say that you inherited assets would disqualify you from Medicaid. That then would throw you back to the exchanges. So your exchanges subsidy is based on your income of yourself and your spouse. So and generally any person or family making almost $90,000 or less is going to be eligible for some type of subsidy from us taxpayers. And so you may lose your Medicaid coverage, but go on to the exchanges, which is also, you know, guaranteed issue. And then you'd be in one of the groups based on the state that you're located.
Okay, so Medicaid doesn't request that if you do, under my scenario, they don't come after that asset because, you know,
it's not a clawback. No, no, they don't go after that. No, they don't, John.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Let's go to Steve in Bismarck. You're next at 800-228-0550. Talking Obamacare today with your questions. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, guys. See, this is kind of a two-part question, and part of it is, as a legislator, I'm wondering about, one, the application of enforcement of the law by the executive branch and how it seems to be at the whim of the executive branch. And then part two, I did a pretty extensive search, and I'm trying to find where, and maybe you guys have knowledge of this, of where a U.S. senator who was formerly a state attorney general, who must be familiar with the application of laws and the executive ability and prerogative to apply laws, I find silence by North Dakota senator.
Well, Steve, good morning, by the way. Haven't heard your voice in a long time. It's nice to hear your voice. You're absolutely right as far as the application by Obama and his executive orders. Study the Constitution. I'm a firm believer that our founders and our framers meant what they said in the Constitution, and there's a separation of powers in the Constitution. President Obama, in my opinion, has vastly exceeded what the Constitution allows him to do. I think many of his executive orders are unconstitutional, and I have asked for months, where are the representatives in the United States Congress? Don't they read the Constitution? Don't they understand what the Constitution says? Don't they understand that the president has usurped the powers of the congressional branch, the legislative branch? And why are they silent, both Democrats and Republicans? Why are they silent when our Constitution says the president does not have the power or the authority to do that? It's a puzzle to me. It's a, you know, any United States senator that is an attorney or a former attorney. Certainly ought to know better than most what the Constitution says. So, Steve, I think your observations are actually right on, and it's very disheartening that the legislative branch of the United States Congress does not stand up to Obama and say it. What you're doing is unconstitutional. Call him on the carpet and file actions against him.
Well, what is sad is that you cannot get to either of our state U.S. senators and publicly in a public forum ask them these questions, nor will the state media do the same thing. And we should really be demanding that our senators talk about this, and especially a senator that was the chief law enforcement officer of this state. I believe Senator Heitkamp is fully aware of the legality of what's going on, and she's not serving the state well by being silent on this matter. And I just thank you, and I'll hang up. Listen.
Well, Steve, it's also a puzzle to me. Scott and Steve here on 1100 The Flag, as you know, have Congressman Kramer on every Wednesday. I listen to it, and they take all questions, and Congressman Kramer does a great job of answering the good questions, the easy questions, and the hard questions. He doesn't dodge anything. And I find that the callers are very polite, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, or Libertarians. I think the same would hold true if Senator Heitkamp and Senator Hoeven would come on the program. And I know that Senator Hoeven does come on occasionally because I've heard him on the program. But it would be nice if all three of our state, our U.S. Congressional officials would be on the program like Scott and Steve's and answer the questions from the people. I believe that that's an obligation of an elected official to answer the questions. In the state legislature, obviously we're not on the radio that often, but we have our emails which are public. We have our phone numbers which are published. If people wish to talk to us, they have an easy access to get in contact with us, and we answer them when we're asked. And then that's what we should expect from our congressional officials as well.
Here's a question I'd like everybody to answer. What was the original reason for Obamacare? It was that 30 or 40 some odd million people did not have insurance, right? And that this was costing the rest of us money.
Well, that's true.
And but now the fix has more people without insurance.
Well, the fix is worse than the pain and the original disease from my perspective, Scott. Because let's say we had 40 million people who were uninsured. The liberals will claim, well, gee, those poor people need to be taken care of. Well, the fact of the matter is they were being taken care of. Any hospital or provider that takes Medicare from the federal government must provide medical services to anybody who walks in their door. So they were being taken care of.
All right, more on that coming up here in a moment. Who's next, Steve?
We'll get to Bill and Amidon coming up after we come back from the break. And if you have any questions or comments for our guest, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service with coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2 or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Bomb.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. We're talking with North Dakota State Representative Jim Casper on the problems arising from Obamacare. He is an employer advisor. Bill in Amadon, you're up next. What's on your mind today?
How are you today, sir?
Good.
How are you today?
Good. Well, go ahead.
Got a stupid question. I am retired from the Corps. And I don't mean the Peace Corps. And I took a job in the oil field specifically so that I would not have to go through government-run health care, and my comments on that will remain private. What is going to happen with me?
Well, Bill, how old are you?
52.
52. So you're under the individual mandate, which says all individuals must own health insurance or you're going to have to pay a penalty, a fine to the federal government if they find you. And you're supposed to report on your tax return, you know, and the government is tracking you, so to speak, with their computerization system. So let's say that you do not buy health insurance. The first year's fine is going to be $90. Now, here's the good news. The bad news is the government is telling you you have to buy it, and they're going to fine you if you do not. Again, to me, an unconstitutional situation. Here's the good news. There's only the only way they can collect your $90 fine or any fine in the future that the government is going to impose on people who choose not to buy health insurance is by collecting it out of your income tax refund that you have coming from the federal government if you have an income tax refund. There is no other way under the law that they can collect the money, number one. And number two, there is no penalty as far as being a felony or a misdemeanor, and they cannot jail you if you do not pay the fine or the fee. So those who choose not to buy health insurance will be charged the fine and will have to take it out of the income tax refund. So how do you control that? You make sure on your withholding on your income tax that you do not withhold excess dollars so that there is any type of a refund that's coming back to you from the federal government. Therefore, you never pay the fine, you never pay the fee, and you don't have to buy health insurance if you do not want to.
Well, I think you misunderstood my question. I am retired from the service in order to get health care through VA. I went to work for a private employer so that I could have private hospital. In other words, not have to go to the VA. Because I personally don't like government-run health care.
Okay.
So in this hypothetical land of the free that I served for 21 years, what is going to happen? Am I going to be able to keep my private care?
Well, certainly. You're going to be able to keep your private care so long as it complies with the Obamacare rules. So you have to buy a health insurance policy that qualifies. You have to buy it through the exchange or through an insurance agent. This is another bit of information that is not out there. You can go to any insurance agent or consultant that sells health insurance, and it's perfectly legal for you to purchase insurance from those people that qualify under Obamacare. And it doesn't cost you any extra, because the fees to the agents and brokers who sell health insurance are built in automatically to the health insurance premiums, whether you buy it from an agent or a broker or you buy it from the exchange.
Okay, and being retired military, am I required to purchase health care insurance somewhere?
Well, Bill, if you're covered by the VA, it may be one of the areas that says you are covered by a health insurance plan that qualifies. I frankly do not know the answer to that. You should call the Veterans Administration department and find out if your plan that you currently have now qualifies so that you do not have to buy Obamacare coverage.
Well, the problem is they don't know either. So I appreciate your trying to answer it.
I wish I knew more, but that's the typical answer when you get to bureaucrats as well. They're supposed to know the answers, but they don't.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Any other questions? Welcome here in our final minutes with Bill Casper, 800, Jim Casper, rather. That was Bill in Amadon, and this is Jim Casper. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before the break, I asked about, you know, the original reason for this debate, and that was the uninsured.
Yes.
And in dealing with that situation, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, Steve or Scott. Here we go, Steve and Scott.
I started Bill, it's fine.
Yeah.
Hello, Bill. you know, the uninsured, that was the goal, to get to the uninsured. Well, if you look at the population of 30 or 40 million, roughly, you know, a third to 40% of them choose not to buy health insurance because they don't want it. There's maybe a third who can't afford to buy health insurance, and what we should have designed was a run system that targeted the uninsured in the state. We had been working on our interim health and insurance committee here in North Dakota, of which I've been on it for many years, to come up with a method to cover the uninsured in North Dakota, which we estimated anywhere from 40 to 60,000. But when you drill down to the numbers, you're really talking about 15 to 20,000. We could have designed a plan, and we would have worked on just those folks, and it would have cost. And maybe if the federal government wanted to subsidize the states, they could have. It would have cost us tremendously amount of dollars less, and we would have been able to keep our private health insurance system in the state of North Dakota. The government overstepped what they needed to do. And again, this is not about health care, Scott and Steve. This is about the people running the administration. Obama and his folks want to control the United States economy, want to control the health care system and eliminate it to go to a single-payer system. That's what it's all about. That's what it's always been about. Liberals like Obama want the government to run the show and take away individual freedom and individual liberty from the citizens of our nation and our state. That is wrong. Our Constitution says it's wrong. People like the listeners here and others that I talk to say it's wrong. And that's why Obamacare needs to be repealed. You cannot fix Obamacare. It is a disaster, and it is a catastrophe, and it needs to be repealed. And hopefully, as we continue down the road, and more people begin to understand that Obama lied to the United States when he said you can keep your coverage if you want, and you can keep your doctor if you want. He lied. He lied about everything that there possibly could be about Obamacare, and we need to call him on the carpet. The United States Congress needs to repeal Obamacare. No other way about it.
Let's get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Glenn in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I'm a member of something called Christian Care MediShare, and I was told by them that we are exempt from Obamacare. Does your guest know anything about those issues?
Well, Glenn, did you get some type of an official ruling from some bureaucrat, or are your leaders? Have your leaders researched it? Because you know, there may be certain entities that are exempt. I hope you're one of them, because I think what you do is you share through monthly gifts, if they're health care. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, right.
Yeah, I hope you are. You should be exempt. You're a religious organization. There again, we have freedom of religion in our United States. And, of course, there are some court cases going on right now where, you know, Hobby Lobby and some other entities have sued the federal government and is now going to court for their religious beliefs. And I certainly hope that you are exempt, but I could not say for sure. I hope you are.
Yeah, the Christian Care MediShare people have written and told us that we are, and I've not heard it from anywhere else other than from them. So I was just wondering if you had heard anything or if you knew of any anything to do with that.
No, I do not know. But you know, I'd write to the insurance commissioner in North Dakota, Adam Hamm, and ask his department to do the research for you. I think they could find the answer for you.
But there are exemptions.
There are exemptions.
He is right that there are occasions for exemptions.
Yes, there are.
So okay. That's a positive.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Glenn. Chuck in Newtown, you're next for Jim Casper. Any questions on Obamacare today, Chuck?
Yeah. My comment was, did our Attorney General ever make an attempt to stay away from Obamacare or to fight it a little bit? I know there were some states that did put up a fight, or did North Dakota pretty much just fall in line? I don't really remember how that turned out.
It wasn't Ken Cuccinelli, the Attorney General in Virginia that ran for governor,
yes,
started it, and North Dakota was part of that, right?
Yeah, Attorney General Wayne Stengem was a key part of the lawsuit against the administration to try to overturn Obamacare, and that's when the court ruled 5-4 that it was constitutional, to the chagrin and the shock of most people in the country. But Wayne Stengem, our attorney general, was very much involved in supporting the repeal of Obamacare, and so you can rest assured that our attorney general was right on when it comes to getting rid of Obamacare.
Right, and just one other comment on the insurance industry. Wouldn't it have made so much more sense if they wanted low income people to carry health insurance? It would have been so much easier to subsidize a premium for them to buy health insurance, which would have kept our insurance industry healthy, you know, as far as getting more policies. It would have been just a lot cheaper to maintain a private sector and actually subsidize the low-income part of this country to where they would buy health insurance, I guess. But in the meantime, don't you think that our health insurance, the private insurance industry, is going to be wiped out within another year, regardless of whether we repeal it, because just they don't have nothing to base a business model on right now, it don't seem like.
Well, Chuck, you're right on as far as the subsidization to the premiums. That would have been a perfect solution. But you know what? That's a common sense solution that bureaucrats and liberals like Obama have nothing to do with. And,
I know.
And I think the insurance industry in North Dakota is here for quite a while yet, because the Obamacare does say that you need to buy your health insurance from insurance companies. The only way the insurance industries of the United States, I believe, will disappear is if we get to a single-payer system. Then they'll all be gone, and that's one-sixth of our economy.
But their options as to what kind of policies they want to offer have really become somewhat limited. I mean, to me, there's a bureaucracy that's almost got their foot in the door, and they're kind of strong-arming who they want to keep around, and then they can almost push out carriers that they're eliminating competition, it seems like.
Well, you're absolutely correct. Chuck, you ought to run for the North Dakota legislature. You got a lot of common sense out there. We need people like you in the legislature.
Chuck, thanks for the phone call. I got an email that comes in. Steve, what do you, Representative Kramer, and the rest of you Tea Party advocates propose as an alternative to fix the longstanding health care problems, such as double-digit annual inflationary costs, low reimbursement for medical providers, lack of medical providers in rural areas? It's always easier to criticize than provide viable alternatives. It's getting sickening. This is the law. That's from Henry. First of all, I consider myself a conservative, and I don't think a particular letter behind your name excludes being a conservative as opposed to a liberal. But, Jim, there are some viable questions there. If not this, what would have been a better fix for Obamacare?
Well, first off, Steve, the Republican members of the United States House have offered numerous solutions to the health care fix, which we should have implemented, and the press doesn't cover them. I'll tell you what we could have done. One of the big concerns is guarantee issue, you know, these people with pre-existing conditions. That could have been eliminated, and it would have cost premiums about 2%. The age 26 coverage would have cost premiums about 1%. Take the cap off of health care so it's unlimited benefits, it would cost about 0.5%.
Hold that thought. Scott and Center, when we come back, we'll let Jim finish his answer and finish up our conversation on Obamacare. Stay tuned.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
With Steve Pocket, I'm Scott Hennam. This is What's on Your Mind. Get back to your calls in a moment for Jim Casper, who advises employers about their benefit package and dealing with a lot of fallout from the implementation of Obamacare. And we'll welcome your calls, questions, and comments in our final segment here. I want to first tell you about our friends at PetroServe USA that every day are helping America fuel better. In fact, you can feel better today at a PetroServe location by filling up with E15 and save 20 cents a gallon. Nice to see that price at the pump under $3. Saw it somewhere at $2.90 or $2.92 this weekend, but if you go E15, you can save another 20 cents a gallon, so that's a good way to be a winner. And by the way, get registered this week for one of two $500 gift cards that will be given away during the KVLY PetroServe USA Bison football pregame show this weekend. Stop in at any one of their 21 locations and get registered for that. And when you do, take advantage of that 4-for-4 special. That's every day, all day, 4-for-4. And the four are your choice of a single topping, fresh baked, hot stuff pizza, two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop for only $4. It's all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. That's why we say everyone's a winner. With PetroServe USA helping America feel better locations throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Did you get a chance to finish what you wanted to finish on the?
Well, the previous caller, Scott, talked about political maneuver, talked about Tea Party problems and the law of the land, and you know the hospitals not getting paid properly. Well, let's talk about how the bill was passed. It was a political maneuver by the Democrats with not a single Republican vote. A lot of people feel that was not a constitutional way to pass the law, but they did.
Not to mention you fix bad laws, don't you?
Yeah, well, on top of that, yeah. In the North Dakota legislature, in the United States Congress, you can amend prior legislation or you can repeal prior legislation. So simply because you have a law in effect now that is not working and is terrible for the United States doesn't mean we should say, okay, we're rolling over and playing dead because that's what we have to have.
You're dealing with employers all the time. I mean, are these helping the problems, or are they exasperating the problem?
They're totally exasperating the problems. The employers, with the uncertainty of Obamacare, really are totally concerned about where they're going, what the costs are going to be, what they can and cannot do in the future, where the next executive order is going to come down and hurt them. The other thing, Scott, is on the rural access. People who live in rural America are not going to change. They choose to live there. We cannot have a hospital in every nook and cranny in the United States. But the technology that's coming on board now, we saw a presentation at one of our legislative hearings where you could diagnose from rural Tioga in one of the smaller hospitals there. You walk into the place, the doctor is there, the nurse is there. They can put something on your chest. They can look at your heart, and somebody at Mayo Clinic could diagnose what's going on right on the spot. So the technology is improving dramatically, so things are going to get better and better through technology.
Three calls left to go here, so we better go quickly here through these.
Yeah, quickly, make your answers or questions quick. Monty and Bismarck, what's on your mind today for Jim Casper?
Well, I got three things, actually. There is a cancer patient who lost his insurance and he was critical of Obamacare is now being audited by the IRS, so he's a dying man, so they don't really care much about that, I guess. Number two, do people realize that with the 51 votes now in the majority of the Senate, when they can line up the death panels, they can vote them in? The most radical Bill Ayers could be on your death panel. And number three, did the hunters out there know that they closed down the only lead smelter in the United States here recently through the EPA implemented rules? So you're going to find it real hard to get shells if you like to hunt. And who protects Americans when a cancer patient who loses his insurance and then goes on national TV to complain about it gets audited by the IRS?
And you know, Monty, the sad thing of that is there's millions of people in the United States who have that same circumstance in their life right now, and it's terrible that the federal government put in legislation that are destroying people's lives and taking away their health care so they can be treated for critical illnesses.
Monty, thanks for the call. Let's go to Ron in Minot. You're next for Jim Casper. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah. You know, our president, he's not going by our constitutional laws and everything. Well, the main thing to do is just put the man out of office. I mean, quit fighting with it. Just get together and rule him out of office and be done with it. He quit putting our country further and further in debt and quit taking the little man's rights away from us. That's basically what the man's working on doing is taking all of our rights away from us as the little people. And he's doing it through the insurance.
Well, Ron, you're absolutely right. The Constitution guarantees each individual in the United States freedoms and rights. And this administration, through President Obama, has taken away those freedoms and rights and liberties. And I asked myself the same question. Why does the Congress not consider impeachment? There again, it takes leadership and courage to be able to do something like that.
Ron, thanks for the phone call. 30 seconds. Scott and Center, what's on your mind today?
Hi. First of all, I just want to say I really appreciate your guests and asked him if he would consider running against Heitkamp or Hoven. I love Mr. Kramer, but at the same time, you guys had a constitutional law professor or lawyer here a while back, and he said it only takes one brave congressman or senator to put charges against Mr. Obama. I'm not talking about impeachment, but him doing the illegal things he's doing, like giving $600 million illegal amnesty without legislation.
Yeah, Scott, sorry, we're up against the clock, but I think he wants you to run for higher office, Jim.
Well, Scott, that's a high compliment. I appreciate the kind words for my campaign committee. And maybe we should go.
Yeah, all right.
Just kidding.
Jim Casper, thank you. Appreciate all the calls, too, and the questions on Obamacare. We'll do it all over again tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.